This is the future of hockey, where we try to future cast what hockey will look like in the next 5, 10, 15 years. In the past, we've talked about a number of different technological advancements that affect the game of hockey and the way that the players play it. We've talked about custom 3D printed pads that mold to the player's body, giving them a full range of motion, yet ultimate protection. We've talked about sensors that allow us to gather data on the game in real time. But today, we're going to talk about the most low-tech yet essential fundamental to human performance and how it relates to the game of hockey and those who play it. Today, we're talking about sleep. It sounds like such a silly little thing to even ponder. There are so many debates out there about how much sleep a person actually needs. Everybody thinks that they know their body better than anyone else possibly could, but I'm here to offer you a look through the lens of science. And when you look through that lens of science, what you're going to find is that humans are irrational beings. We think we're doing just fine when honestly we're leaving a lot on the table cognitively and physically. And a lot of that has to do with the amount of sleep that you got the night before and how it affects things like your heart and your heart rate variability and the way that you deal with the fight or flight situation. When it comes to athletes, rest is probably the most important thing they can possibly do to elevate their game, both physically and mentally. And if you're an athlete, you're competing in an arena where everyone needs an advantage, and the slightest advantage over your opponent is what makes you great versus good. Just think for a second about the cognitive process of shooting a puck for a hockey player. Imagine all of the micro decisions being made in the smallest of moments, with the very real possibility of being trampled by a large human skating fast with bad intentions. But before we unpack that fully, let's just rewind a little bit and imagine the puck has just been turned over in your defensive zone. You're a winger and you've been on the ice for 30 plus seconds and you're starting to get a little bit fatigued. As you fatigue, your ability to make good decisions and execute fine motor skills lessens, in a hurry actually. But you, as a well-trained athlete, intuitively know where to be on the ice for the breakout pass. The D-man hits you with a solid outlet pass and you quickly tip the puck to the speedy center who is on the move. He gains the red line and then the blue line, pushing both defensemen back to the dots in the offensive zone. You're following the play and you receive a nice feathery pass at the top of the circles. What do you do? You've been on the ice now for about 35 seconds and you've got the puck in a really good shooting lane. The players in front of you are doing their very best to block any clear shot on net. The players behind you are applying some backside pressure and you've got less than a half of a second to make the right play. If you choose wrong, it could go the other way and you could be the person who is on the hook for a goal against that could cost you the game and eventually a playoff spot. No pressure, right? So what do? Do you just close your eyes and fire it at the net? Do you look for a tip in the crease? Do you see anyone more open than you? Can you change the angle of your shot? Is the goalie screened? Should you dump the puck and just get a change? Can you see any net? Is the goalie known to drop early? Does he have a weak glove hand? That's a lot to think about, and I'm here to tell you that aside from just physical fatigue, decision fatigue is a real thing, and it has everything to do with your cognitive abilities, which has everything to do with your heart rate variability, which has everything to do with the amount of sleep that you've been getting and how well you recover. So unlike lifting weights to get stronger or eating paleo to lose weight and become more keto adapted, or spending some time on the treadmill doing sprints to improve your fast muscle twitch responses, being an elite athlete cognitively is a different game. How do you train to make a better cognitive decision? How do you give yourself the advantage in the small fraction of time when you're in the shooting lane with the puck at the end of a shift? Believe it or not, it may have something to do with the amount of sleep that you get every single night and the quality of that sleep. Sounds silly, right? But consider the research that has been done using the heart rate variability monitoring to determine how well a person recovers. In 2007, a research facility called Gymnica in the Czech Republic at a university that I cannot pronounce, so check the show notes, had this to say. They investigated the influence of the regular sport training on activity to the autonomic nervous system, ANS, and to describe the patterns of interrelations between them. That is to say, they put together a study group consisting of four hockey players, all 17 years old. Using some heart rate variability software that allowed them to measure all of the participants at the same time, the examination of the heart rate variability took place once a week in the mornings. These morning readings are basically the baseline of your heart and how well it's performing. Right after a big workout, your heart rate variability won't be as good, but as you recover, and this is key to the mornings, you'll find out how quickly you recover and how much variability you get back. That's how well your heart is performing. The results basically demonstrated that the players with the highest average rating of heart rate variability did the best on the ice, whereas the players who slept the least had the worst heart rate variability and didn't perform as well and weren't nearly as consistent. I've been testing this myself because I wanted to do my own N of 1, and what I found is that using this heart rate variability monitor, mine is a Polar 7 by the way, you can find out a lot about yourself. You can find out how quickly you do recover, but you can also see what your peak heart rate is and what your resting heart rate is. All of these things are super important to understanding what's going on in your body. It's not irrational like the human brain, it's very rational. It's numbers, it's data, and you can use that data to become a better hockey player. Knowing that sleep has a huge impact on your heart rate variability and the way that you rest and recover, this is where the amount of sleep that you get correlates to your heart's ability to recover in real time. This affects your cognitive abilities and sets you up to be that guy on the ice who has great vision and makes the right plays every single time. Sleep, even for regular humans like me who don't get paid millions of dollars to play the game they love, is key to everything. Fast Company, again, check the show notes, had an article recently that compared the effects of people who got 6 hours of sleep per night for 2 weeks to somebody who hadn't slept at all in 2 days. And the numbers were staggeringly consistent. They're very, very close. And there's other studies out there, you can go Google these for yourself, that basically say that when you don't get enough sleep, you're essentially drunk. Not fun, take your pants off and jump in the fountain kind of drunk, just not performing well drunk. Your abilities, both cognitively, motor, and physical, are just not there. They're not the same as if you had gotten a good night's sleep. So with that in mind, I ask you this. Does it really matter when your team has to travel more than the other teams? It depends. Can you sleep on a plane? Do you get jet lag? Did you sleep well the night before for the last 2 weeks on average? What about a goalie who's been through a lot of legal battles lately and has a lot of stress that probably keeps him up at night? Somebody who's maybe the backbone of a team and not playing as well as he had the year before. Stress is absolutely a killer, and one of the things that it will affect first is your sleep. A lot of stress will produce a hormone called cortisol and affect your sleep, and not getting enough sleep will affect your ability to regulate hormones, including cortisol, which is also key to the fight or flight response. Stay with me here. Sleep is the foundation that everything else is based on. It's trivialized in our own modern society, and it's magnified in extreme cases like that of a hockey player. If a player can manage to get enough sleep, most think that's 8+ hours, but maybe a little bit more for guys who work out every single day and have games every other day. It will improve their physical and mental performance, and that, my friends, is the ultimate legal performance-enhancing drug. Recovery means that you can go work out again. Good cognitive ability means that you make better decisions and perform better. These are all things that can be affected by your sleep. So the next time that you see a player making what seems like a completely boneheaded decision on the ice, geek out in your mind for a little bit and consider the travel that they did on that trip, the off-ice stress that they have, the things that they're doing in training. Are they overtraining? The age and all of the other factors that go into the sleep, heart rate variability, and making good hockey decisions. If you like this podcast, tell your friends about it and then go to iTunes and subscribe. Just go to iTunes and search for Colorado Hockey, or go to the website coloradohockey.com and click on the button that says get it on iTunes. Why would you want to get it on iTunes? The beauty of a podcast is that you can check it out whenever you want. It could be midnight when you're playing NHL 2016, or it could be while the entire family's home and you decide to throw some earbuds in your ears and do dishes so that nobody will talk to you. It's all good stuff, and it's available whenever you need it. You never have to go looking for it. It comes right to you. So check it out. This and every other show that we do is brought to you by ABSFAM, ABSFAM.com, for the coolest hockey shirts that you can't get anywhere else because they're not available anywhere else. They're only available at ABSFAM, ABSFAM.com. Stay awesome.